All right, everybody, welcome to the most homoerotic show on the market in the world, the Michael Garza Show. We're back. We're at episode, I can't believe this, by the way. I was looking at the markers, and I just haven't been paying attention to the numbers, but we're on episode 141. No, wait a minute, hold on. Take that back. I'm a liar. We're on episode 140. Now, this is a milestone. This is insanity, the fact that this show has gone on as long as it has. And the beauty is, if this is on network television, it'd be canceled. Canceled in a heartbeat. But we reached a milestone. We reached 140. I think that should be, probably taken with a grain of salt, to be honest. But, it's wild. I still can't believe we're on episode 140, though. This is a... I'm going to try not to be too caught up in the moment. I want to, it's good to be caught up in the moment, I guess, but it's good to also talk about what I want to talk about. We're talking about the crypto market is one big giant pump and dump scheme. You heard me right. Crypto market is one huge, badass pump and dump scheme. And now, this is something I think needs to be addressed because I've kind of grown sick and tired of the overall crypto market. I think it's, I think, one, it's overrated, for sure. I think the reason I have problems with it, the reason I don't get it overall is because, one, now, as much as I love decentralized finance, I love the concept, I love even the reality. A lot of people think I'm just a hater. I'm just an old curmudgeon who doesn't understand decentralized finance. I do. I really do. But the problem is, just because something is a crypto token or a cryptocurrency does not necessarily mean it is of value or use. A lot of the crypto projects out there are very much carbon copy copycats of other crypto projects. Like, for instance, Dogecoin is basically a abundant replica of Bitcoin. Basically, the only difference between Dogecoin and Bitcoin, same protocol, pretty much same steps. Only real difference is the fact that it's naturally an abundant product, as far as I know. I don't know everything about Dogecoin, but I do know it's shit, and it was created as a joke. The original creator of Dogecoin did not take it seriously. In fact, I think, if I remember the story correctly, he got fired from his job, right? And he had to sell all of his current Dogecoins just so that way he could pay the bills and not have to worry about work or whatever. This is early on, I believe, from what the records hold. And look, I could be wrong. Go feel free to fact check me. I don't give a shit. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'll eat it. Point is, what we're looking at, man, we're looking at the crypto market. It's, I still think crypto in itself is a cool concept, but not all coins, not all of them are created equal. Some have real merit. Some are just copycats of a. Some are just a copy of a copy of a copy. And truth be told, I want to know what the real deal is. I want to know what the best one is. So far, Ethereum has been my favorite. I think Ethereum is the most expandable and probably the most overall customizable. The Bitcoin is a very advanced project. Don't get me wrong. Bitcoin is probably one of the most advanced ones out there. And what Bitcoin did was revolutionize the possibility of decentralized finance through an entire network of computers. That's pretty clever. I'm not going to lie. I'm not even going to discount it. That's incredible. But the question is, should the currency, the cryptocurrency itself of Bitcoin have a market capitalization, a market valuation, basically, of over $1 trillion? That's the question we must all ask ourselves. And I think a $1 trillion valuation for a cryptocurrency is insane. I do know the crypto itself for Bitcoin is not abundant. It is scarce, which models itself after gold, but it does have a few things that gold does not have. There's more portability for Bitcoin. You could take it anywhere you want with you. You can actually split it. So like one Bitcoin, it can be split into multiple coins. If you have one Bitcoin, you don't have to sell that one Bitcoin if you wanted to sell it on an exchange. You could sell one one-hundredth, one one-thousandth of your Bitcoin. You could do that. You could do 1/10,000th. You can kind of do that with gold. It's malleable, but there's also a possibility you could lose a little bit in the process. But with Bitcoin, you could do it in the snap of a finger, right? It's very easy. The thing about gold, as much as I like gold, I think I prefer gold. Just throw it out there. I am biased. I prefer gold, but I still think crypto is a healthy alternative. The problem is cryptocurrencies exist within a decentralized network of computers through an algorithm we do understand to a degree. We understand the blockchain technology the more we study it. But decentralized finance, though, it's a fascinating concept, and I'm not against it. I think it's probably one of the cooler concepts man has come up with, just in general. So, I mean, we're really, if you want to know my point of view, I think we're really honestly on the right track. So, but the thing is, man, is Bitcoin really worth $50,000 per coin? Is it worth $60,000? Clearly, the market has spoken, and yes, it somehow is. It's not a, it doesn't produce anything except for the fact that it's scarce. The level of energy consumption, though, to mine the coins and keep the network alive is pretty vast. But also, you could say the same thing about credit card networks. You could say the same thing about bank networks. So there's an argument to be made there that if we were to switch to the decentralized model, it might be more effective and possibly more efficient. Possibly. Energy-wise, but it may cost a little bit more energy. Just depends. If I'm going to talk about one crypto that I think can overtake Bitcoin for the throne, I think it's Ethereum for sure. I think Ethereum's got the best shot of being the most popular. Its expandability is fascinating to me. The fact that you can program things on the blockchain, that's pretty cool. Decentralized applications, ones that are not stored on a specific server. It's pretty cool. So I'll give it props. I've become over time more of a Bitcoin fan, and I periodically get into it here and there. I think, I don't think it's worth. I still don't think it's more valuable than gold. I hear all these tech bros constantly say somehow it's going to be better than gold. Somehow it is better than gold. And I'm like, no. It's not better than gold. There's no way. Gold is real. Gold has been here since the beginning of time. It is a fairly rare element. The only time it won't be rare is if we start mining asteroids. Because once we start mining asteroids for precious metal, gold may become more abundant than copper. You know, and I think it would be awesome if we found a way to start mining using AI. Robots, sending robots into space to mine asteroids. You know how crazy cool that would be to have the ability to have each mining robot out there in space just finding all these different asteroids, right? And, you know, landing on them and starting to mine and dig. And that'd be so cool. Like, I don't think people get how awesome that concept is. And I think having robots mining for gold could be the next revolution in mining technology, and also our ability to expand the abundance of gold. So if you invest in gold now, it could be one of those assets. You know, if we ever get more abundance of gold, that it may not be as valuable over time. Price of gold could go down if there became an abundance of it due to us being able to mine it out in space, which would be fucking cool, by the way. It'd be incredible. And I think it's a reality, too. I mean, the advancements in AI technology should be taken into consideration, for sure. But, it's a fun world, man. But yeah, I've been watching Shiba Inu, by the way, and I love this. So I have the public app, and I watch all of these people. And it frustrates the hell out of me because these people, just forgive me, forget the buzzer out there. All of these people keep selling the Shiba Inu coin at a loss. And I see this happening all the fucking time. And I just want to scream a little bit because I'm like, dude, do you guys realize that if you just bought on the dip, seriously, if you just continue to buy, like, maybe, I don't know, throw $10 down every time it dips, right? You don't have to put down a whole butt ton of money, right? If people wanted to effectively semi-day trade or swing trade, I should say, don't day trade. You don't want to day trade something that's going down, but you do want to swing trade something that's dipping. And my recommendation is Shiba Inu is such a volatile product with news that comes out all the time, sometimes good news, sometimes bad news. And clearly people react in all sorts of different ways, but we don't want to underestimate what it can do as a volatile product. It could go so down. It could go so far down. Like, people don't realize that this thing is a volatile product. It could go down. And it is very fun to buy on the dip with this, because remember, I've told you guys previously in my other show, in other shows, my other episodes previously, I was able to, I was able to get all my principal back, my cash principal. Because I started with $350 on this, and as it went up to almost near $4,000, I continued to shave $20 here, $20 there, $20 there, $20 there, and I still have a very healthy amount of Shiba Inu, by the way. I have a lot of this product still. So I still have 43 million dog tokens of the Shiba Inu tokens. So I'm still in the green, if you think about it, because I have profited very heavily. But when I was able to get my principal back, the majority of it, I pretty much got all of it. I can't say I got exactly 350, though, but I got fairly fucking close. And you know what? When it comes to a gamble, like the Shiba Inu coin gamble, I'll take close, because it's a long-term hold. For me, it's a long-term hold, without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt. In fact, I think it's still worth holding long-term. Do I think it could crash to even lower rates than what I got it for initially? Oh, yeah, that possibility always exists. This could go to rock bottom. And I'm still willing, even if it does go to rock bottom, to buy more. I think that's crazy. Even on my end, I still think I'm a little insane for it. But honestly, I was able to get my principal back, and I'll use my principal if I have to buy when it is low. Get low, get low, get low. But yeah, if it got lower, I mean, I don't mind buying more. I'll buy more, without a doubt. But yeah, as it continues progression, I just basically buy $10 here, $10 there in the public app. Buying on the dip is the best thing, man. You get to buy more dog tokens. Think about it this way. I get to buy more dog tokens at a lower price. That's the way I look at it. I don't really care what the price is. Cash, first off, it's funny. Philosophically for me, they print so much cash that whatever I'm using right now, it's funny money. I don't believe cash has any real value, and I will play with cash, and I will swing trade even more than the normal human being should even do. And I'm having fun with it. I don't know about all these laws with crypto. I still don't know what's going on with it. I don't trust the government. I don't think anybody does at this point. I mean, I'm really hoping that they just impeach Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden's approval ratings suck. If you think about it, though, it's really, really sad and really, really funny at the same time. YouTube basically got rid of the dislike button. And I don't know if they have. I've been using the app more than the actual website on a web browser. But let's see. Let me double check something real quick. Looking at a Graham Stephan video. Okay, so they still have the dislike button. They still have the dislike count. I'm still confused when they're going to actually remove the dislike button. The dislike counter, they're just going with the button. When will YouTube remove dislikes? Because I am so curious about this. I don't know this. I haven't seen a date about this. YouTube co-founder slams the platform's decision to remove dislikes. YouTube dislikes count gets resurrected through a browser extension. Oh. Yeah, I think the whole removal of the dislike button is the stupidest thing I've ever fucking heard. Even the YouTube co-founder is just like, you're idiots. You're fucking morons. Here's the thing, though. Here's what I don't understand. If they say they're removing this... Okay, here's the problem, though. I haven't seen people keep saying that the dislikes... counter is not showing up, but it shows up for me. Like, it shows up for me right away. I don't know. The way I look at it is I don't have a lot of faith in government. Well, not in government, but I think, honestly, big tech is in bed with government. That's my conspiracy theory, and I'm sticking to it. Yeah, big tech and government are surely in bed with each other, because if you look at the you can infer the reason. You don't have to know all the facts, because they're not going to tell you the real reason. You can infer, though, based on the fact that YouTube and Google, well, Google owns YouTube, but they're a left-leaning platform, right? And because left-leaning politicians are getting so many dislikes, you go to any Joe Biden video on YouTube, any. If they're still showing dislikes for you, which they're still showing them for me, but if you go to any dislikes, you'll see that Joe Biden gets so many fucking dislikes, it's unbelievable. Like, compared to likes, look at that ratio, it's insane. Because nobody likes Biden. But because big tech is in bed with big government, they're going to hide the dislike counter because they don't want people to realize just how unpopular the president is. However, the reason the president's unpopular is because he sucks. I think nobody's willing to say that. He just sucks. He's not a good president. Nobody likes him. And because nobody likes him, clearly everybody's disliking the video. So it's like, that's the rub. People just don't like Joe Biden. And YouTube, I don't think, wants to admit that. They're in a form of denial. Some liberals, like my own father, is in denial. Like, I'm pretty sure he's on board with Biden still, even though Biden's a real fuck up and he's a lifelong corrupt politician. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. People just don't like to admit when they're wrong, you know? And that's the way I look at it. People just don't like to admit they're wrong. They don't like to admit that Joe Biden's a terrible, corrupt president. Anyway, I'm going off and off on a tangent. Truth be told, crypto is still a big pump and dump scheme. I don't think it has, I don't think Bitcoin is worth a $1 trillion market cap. In fact, I think Bitcoin should maybe, market cap should be like 300 million, not 1 trillion. Not at all. So I don't mind if Bitcoin's numbers go down. Bitcoin deserves to go down from 50,000 to 30,000 or whatever it has to go to reach the specific market cap. It's overrated. It's great. I think it's awesome, but there are, even the most awesome of products can still end up being overrated and overvalued. And Bitcoin is certainly, definitely overvalued. I will say that right now without any hesitation, without any pause. But still, you want to be exposed to Bitcoin. Just as a heads up, you want to be exposed to Bitcoin, and you want to buy Bitcoin on the decline, because Bitcoin tends to move up and down just as Shiba Inu. I was able to make a butt ton of fucking money, at least a decent amount of money, off Shiba Inu coin, getting the principal back almost and getting some extra. I got some extra, made some little day trades here, made some extra dough. But my point is, you never want to underestimate the bear market, because you want to buy from the bear and sell to the bull. That's the simplest philosophy and the most effective, in my opinion. But anyway, thank you guys for taking the time to watch this incredible, sexy-ass video. And have an incredible rest of the night. Later.